Hello. Wow, I start at one word and I'm already saying, that's funny. So, I decided to join, how do I ever record scripts with that kind of, okay, hi, AZ here. Oh, that's so cheesy. But I decided to join GDWA backstage, and you know what better way to start off over there than answering a little questionnaire. They seem like fun, so I decided why not. And the first one that caught my attention was Bunnies Being Nosy questionnaire. So I'm gonna be answering those questions, because why not? And you may or may not hear my fan in the background. It's really hot. For autumn, it's really hot, but that's what happens when you live in the South. Okay, nosy chair. What is your favorite holiday and why? Halloween, probably. It only lasts one day, but the buildup is, like, really nice. And, my family, like, when I was younger, we never really celebrated holidays, like, at all. No decorations, none of that. And, Halloween was always fun, because when I was in school, all my friends would come back, like, the next day or the next week with a bunch of candy, and I would always get some. So, I think that's probably still my favorite, because free candy and discounted candy at the stores, you know? If you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? Oof. This is a terrible question for me. There's so many different anime universes. Like, those alone. Okay, example, Harry Potter, Marvel. Definitely not Marvel. They break the world, like, every few weeks. Harry Potter is really tempting. For the sake of brevity. D&D. Dungeons and Dragons. If it had, like, a set universe, that one. 100% Dungeon, yeah. What's your favorite audio tag to perform and or write? Well, I'm not a writer, at least not yet. So perform, I guess my whole theme is gentle femdom, so I'll go with that one. When it's really, really, really cold outside, what's your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Chili. I'll call my mom and ask her if she wants to make chili. She makes it so good. Oh, her chili is so good. And I don't know if other people do this, but, like, chili and then, like, a dollop of Daisy sour cream and then just a little bit of mustard, mix it all up, Fritos, bon appetit. It's so good. Can you do a handstand? For a millisecond, yes. Can I hold a handstand? Absolutely not. I am not athletic at all. Do you type using the home keys or no? No. I hate that. What's a skill you really want to learn? I want to learn how to, like, knit or crochet. Just, I want to be able to make stuff. I've never been good with arts and crafts, but I've always, like, I need to learn how to knit and crochet. I feel like that would be really satisfying. What is your favorite type of weather? Anything cold. Just cold weather in general. I love it when it's cold. Winter, and then, like, winter between, like, getting to, like, anything winter-centered. Snow? Yes. Yes. I love the cold. Because when it's, I live in the South, so it gets really hot down here. And when it's hot, like, you can't do a lot to cool off. Like, yeah, you can turn the air on, you can turn a fan on, blah, blah, you can open a window. But, you know, you can't really help it. But when it gets cold, you can just bundle up. you can just layer on the blankets and you're good. You're like in your own little cocoon away from the cold. But when it's hot, you can't peel off your skin. That would be terrible. Horrible. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? Duck, Duck, Goose. I really liked chasing kids. Just people chasing, the adrenaline rush. Yeah. I can't run though. I get too tired. I need to work out. Waffles or pancakes? Pancakes. I make a mean fucking pancake. I make good pancakes. Pancakes. I could go make pancakes right now. I love pancakes. Because with waffles, I feel like it holds the syrup in the divots. I don't like that. I like to watch the syrup drizzle and flow off the edges. It's really satisfying. And you can eat like a stack of pancakes. You can't eat a stack of waffles. At least not me. Because our waffle maker was like a thick Belgian waffle maker. You can only have one of those things before you're done for. Summer or winter? Winter. I almost said summer. No, winter. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? Ooh. Czech? I think Czech. Like, for no reason other than I have a Czech friend, and I really want to go visit him, and I feel like it would be a lot less stress on him if he didn't have to translate every little thing for me, so Czech. Either that or French. So I could, like, whisper things in French in my boyfriend's ear. That would be really hot. Are you a morning shower person or a night shower night shower? I have always been a night shower person. It's like, in the morning, I don't want to be hot in the morning. You know, like, I wake up hot, sweaty. Well, not always sweaty, but, like, usually I'll wake up and I'm really warm. I don't want to get in a warm shower right after that. I want to go to bed warm, you know? Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? Yes and no. For a lot of things, I'm a don't knock it till you try it. But I don't need you. I don't need to have a knife to my throat to know that I'm not into that in bed, you know? For some things on the more extreme side, I'm not gonna knock it. I'm not gonna try it. I'm not gonna try it because I know I don't want it. And also spitting. I know I don't want to get spit on. I already don't like most bodily fluids, so getting spit on, I don't need to try that. No, thank you. Not a question, just say something nice about yourself. I have really nice hands and nails. I've always I'm complimented. My hands are a little scarred up, but like the shape of them is nice, I guess. I give nice hand jobs, and I don't need acrylics because my nails on their own are really long, and I always make sure they're clean. There's nothing that bothers me more than dirty nails, so my nails are nice, long, and pretty, and clean. And I guess that's something nice about me. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day, what do you do to unwind after? I make some tea, and I run a cold bath. Not like cold, but like a cool bath. And I fall asleep in it. I've done it multiple times. I'm not going to die or anything. But, you know, I just like kind of just lay down in the water, sip my tea for a bit, maybe light a couple of candles, and, you know, just lay unbothered in the cold water for a couple of hours. And then, you know, when I wake up, whenever that is, I heat the water up and shower, bathe, you know, get out refreshed, all nice and cold. What are your top three favorite movies? Lost City of Atlantis will always have a special place in my heart. I've loved it forever. I will continue to love it forever. I'm a big sci-fi fantasy person. Another good movie. Ooh! So scary movies, most scary movies, they don't really scare me. Like, I have a hard time getting scared of scary movies. But there was this one movie it's like a recent newer one. I guess Life. Oh my god, that shit, it scared the fuck out of me. Oh shit. I really like that movie. And the old Transformers movie, like the old, like the cartoon ones, those were good. That was a good movie. I liked it. Always got a special place in my heart. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? Not really. No, I just kind of, throughout my day, if I'm, like, scrolling through Reddit and I find a script and I save it, I have, like, a bunch of saved scripts. And so whenever I'm, like, bored, don't have anything to do, I'm like, maybe I'll record a script. And so I'll go through my saved, and I'll, you know, go open a couple, be like, no, not this one, not this one. And then I just kind of start reading it. And next thing you know, I've got a done, complete audio. I don't really have to get in the mood. I just kind of like, it just kind of happens. If you could own a mythical creature as a unicorn, if you could own any mythical creature as a pet, unicorn, dragon, etc., which one would you pick? Okay, so in one of my D&D campaigns, my character has a pseudo dragon, and I really want a pseudo dragon. Either that or like a full dragon. I don't know. A dragon would be really nice, because I'm a monster fucker. I don't know if that's a, I don't know how y'all feel about that on here, but I'm a big monster fucker, and dragons are on that list. So I mean, as a pet, that would be great. But I would definitely try to smash once or twice. So either a dragon or a pseudo dragon. I really like dragons. And when it comes to D&D, especially green dragons, I think green dragons are my favorite. What is your go-to movie watching snack or candy? Popcorn or M&M's? Yeah, popcorn or M&M's. Popcorn's a classic, and I love making popcorn. I have a love-hate relationship with it, though, because it always gets stuck in my teeth. Ugh, it's so annoying. Are you more of an extroverted or an introvert? Introvert! I am an introvert. I do not like people. I do not like crowds. They make me anxious. I'm just a fragile little baby. big introvert. Put me in a room, a comfortable room with a TV, a couple of books, and I will not come out for ever, unless you, like, make me come out. Was your first kiss a good one? I'm trying to remember my first kiss. I think my first kiss was, I was in middle school, and I kissed my second girlfriend, so that this creepy guy would give me money. Was it good? I guess it was good. She had really soft lips, so it was just like a little peck, but it was okay. I don't know. I didn't really feel anything. I was just like, okay, give me money. My middle school experience was weird. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? My mask. No. Headphones, I guess. I can get really overstimulated in, like, public areas, so having headphones to drown out the sound really helps. Yeah, I don't really take things with me. Maybe my chopsticks? Yeah, that depends if I'm going out to eat, but my headphones is, I guess, my go-to. Is a non-sexual act someone can do for you? I can't read. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Anything aggressive. Just any act of aggression, I guess, is like, it gets my blood going, and I'm like, ooh, what are you gonna do to me? Ooh. But it can't, I mean, usually not towards me, Because then I'll get scared. But, like, I don't know. I like guys fighting. Guys fighting is really nice. Just watching. Ooh. And then just, like, he comes away from the fight, victorious or not. And he's all, like, and just looking mad. And I'm like, okay. All right. So we're going to head home real fast. Name a song you're never tired of hearing. So there was this one TikTok, and, I don't even know if it's, like, a complete song or not, but I love the piano and the way that she sang it. It's like, my sweetheart's piano is rat-filled. I don't know, but that, it just, I liked it. It was good. It resonated with me in a way. Yeah, so, that is the last question, numero 25, 25. This was nice. This was fun. I normally rattle and ramble on and on, like, before and after my audio, so it's nice to just talk in something that's not an audio. So, yay. I hope to post this later today, I guess. Thanks for listening to me ramble and answer questions. This is a really cute questionnaire. Goodbye.